Miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Good Tuesday morning to you. So what happens when you get a Hokie alum and a Panther alum together on a radio show on a Tuesday morning at a golf course? We're going to find out. It's going to be interesting, though. I can tell you that. Joe Dupre, the head pro and general manager here at Indian Wells Golf Club, also played football for the Pitt Panthers. So we were just having some fun talking about, I mean, you guys always were just like the thorn in our side at Virginia Tech. I mean, it was like we'd be having a great season. Pitt would be decent. Yeah. They wouldn't be great. They wouldn't be bad. And we'd figure out a way to screw it up.
Well, the funny thing is, you guys ran the same defense as we did.
Yeah.
So in practice, the week before, you know, our offense was very well aware what Virginia Tech was going to,
right,
you know, play. So come game day, it was very easy for our offense to kind of get together. And, you know, we had some great athletes out there. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, I remember the game we were talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Game day was there Saturday night, Heinz Field.
Yeah, he kind of took over that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, he finished second, I think, in Heisman that year. And, you know, when you had an athlete like that out there on the field, he kind of was the difference maker, I think, in that game. Our defense was, you know, good enough to get us by. I don't think your offense was really a high power offense back then. You know, it was after Michael Vick was there. I think his brother was there.
Kevin Jones was
Kevin
there.
Kevin Jones, yeah, that's right. So, and actually I played with Kevin in the National All-Star game down in Dallas. And
nice.
the U.S. Army All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
So we played together down in Dallas in that game. And he's from Pennsylvania, Kevin is.
Yeah.
He's from the Philadelphia area. So, yeah, I knew a lot of the guys on Virginia Tech. So it was a good win. Obviously, when you beat the number two team in the country, it was a good moment.
That might have been the coldest day of my life. You
well,
know,
yeah.
Because we were game day in the morning.
It was an average day for us.
Yeah, it was normal.
It was normal. You know, back home now, it's probably, you know, 70, so you know, when it gets down into the 30s, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But for the southern people, that it was an advantage for us. You know, we're used to it, and you guys aren't. So,
all right, Joe, I want to talk some more football with you in just a minute, but let's talk about the golf course.
Yeah.
You're here at Indian Wells. I mean, talk
Absolutely.
To us. So you played college football, and you
right.
won some All-Star games. So how did you end up in the golf industry?
You know, as a kid growing up, my great uncle was a college golf coach at a local university, and I just fell in love with the game from a young age. Obviously, I played it, you know, not competitively, but for fun. You know, we would, you know, Tyler Pelko, who played a little bit in the NFL, the punter for San Francisco, Andy Lee, he's actually from South Carolina. We would go out and play a lot of golf during the summers at Pitt. And when when football was done, I wanted to stay competitive in something. You know, but when you get older, it's harder. You know, you can't strap on a helmet and hit someone anymore. So, I got into golf, and I came on a vacation down to Myrtle Beach, and I fell in love with, you know, the people and the lifestyle, I guess you would say, down here. And I started to work for, you know, Rick Taylor, who's now my boss still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I fell in love with the culture. And, you know, for me, it was about doing something I love to do every day. You know, coming into work, interacting with people, having, you know, a great staff, and, you know, being able to come to a job where it's a golf course. You know, in the end, I can get out of my chair, you know, leave the computer and walk outside and be on the driving range in about, you know, 50 steps. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Pretty awesome. Talking with Joe Dupre, the head pro and general manager here at Indian Wells Golf Club. So talk to us a little bit about the course. It is a course that it starts fast. You better come out ready to hit some shots right out the gate.
Yeah, the first hole is a tough par five. you know, water everywhere, out of bounds right, water left, a tree about 120 yards out that kind of just sits in the middle of the fairway there. And then, you know, you go to number two and there's water left, out of bounds right. So you got to place your shots, I think, on this golf course. You got to be able to hit a number and keep it, you know, between the in the short grass for mm-hmm. sure. I don't think the length of this golf course is intimidating to anyone, but it's where you got to hit the ball that you know, and the accuracy, which you have to, that
right.
really, that's the challenge of this golf course.
Let's talk a little bit of football again. Okay. You know, getting ready for the ACC season.
That's right.
What do you think? I mean, with the Coastal Division, something that we've already been talking about quite mm-hmm. a bit, is absolutely wide open.
Yeah.
You know, it's an opportunity for really anybody to win it.
College football these days, the parity that you see throughout all college football, and you've seen it the last couple of years with Florida State and Ohio State winning national championships, is crazy. You know, it wasn't like that when I played. I think that high school, and that's a testament, I think, to high school football and how that's growing. I think the Coastal Division and the ACC is kind of, you know, I think Pitt with the new coach, I think he's going to bring a toughness to that defense, which has been needed. I think, you know, obviously with James Conner, an Erie guy, he went to Erie McDowell, as the reigning ACC player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a good shot to make a run at that. You know, Duke, I mean, who would have ever thought Duke would be what they're doing in football? Obviously, their basketball tradition is large, but there's a lot going on that side of that, you know, that division, and it's going to be fun to watch. Hopefully, I'll be able to get to a couple games this year.
Now, when you were there, was that when you guys started playing at Heinz Field, or you started sharing a facility with the Steelers?
Both. 2001 was the first year for Heinz Field, so
uh-huh.
we actually played in the first regular season game. I think the Steelers had a few preseason games at Heinz Field prior to us being there. But then our practice facilities got moved to the south side in Pittsburgh, obviously, and we share an indoor facility with them, and then our locker room facility is kind of split in half by a wall. On one side is the Steelers, one side is the Pitt Panthers, and then we have four fields behind us, and two of them are the Steelers, the closer two, and then we have to walk around their facility.
Around, not on, around.
No. Yeah, you got to walk around those and get to our practice facilities out back. So, you know, interacting with those guys and seeing what that lifestyle was like was pretty cool. You
yeah.
know, the cars they drove and the, you know, it's a full-time job. I mean, they're there at 5-6 o'clock in the morning. They don't leave till 5-6 o'clock at night every day. I don't think you get that perspective by just watching the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of time the coaching staff and the players put into preparing for the next week's game is pretty phenomenal. I mean, they're there all day every day, and that's, you know, pretty much how it is in college with the football team, but minus the fact that you got to go to school sometimes. So, you know, they're focused and ready to go, and it was a cool experience to be able to see that firsthand.
Yeah. Did you get the chance to sit and chat with any of them?
Absolutely.
Did you pull anything from that?
Definitely. Just how, you know, I think a lot of the football players these days get a little bad rap. I mean, you know, and they create it themselves, you
mm-hmm.
know, by getting in trouble and doing this and that. But in the end, there's a lot of them that treat it like a business. I mean, and it's their job. And that's what people don't realize, I think, is that the average lifespan of an average NFL player is probably only about two and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So in that time frame, they got to make the most of their opportunity.
Right.
And saying that, they got to make as much money as they can in that short time frame. Now, we hear about the, you know, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady contracts, but you don't hear about the guys that are making, you know, $300,000-$400,000 a year and just, you know, play 2 years, and then what do they do? What's the next move for them? And hopefully they have that college education to fall back on. But you don't hear about those stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Certainly, certainly.
And when people hold out, and, you know, why are they holding out? Well, they're trying to get the most out of the, you know, most money they can for the short time they're in there, because they can be fired at any time.
Oh, sure.
You know, when a player gets cut, you don't see them going on ESPN and, you know, different radio shows, you know, complaining and whining. They're done. You know, you don't hear from them again.
Yeah.
So you got to make the most out of it, you know, you can when you can.
Talking with Joe Dupre, the head pro and general manager here at Indian Wells Golf Club. Played football for Pittsburgh, the Pitt Panthers. So talking a little bit of football right now. But getting back to the golf course, just give our listeners, if you haven't been out here in a while, or if you've never been here, some great reasons. I thoroughly enjoyed playing the facility. Again, it's a course that you're going to use all the clubs in the back. So
that's
makes
right.
it a lot of fun.
I think that's the biggest, you know, you hit driver off the tee box, you're going to hit a 5-iron probably off the tee box at one point in time while you're playing here. I think the course condition, my superintendent, Sean Keller, has done a great job this spring and into the summer of keeping the course in fantastic shape. The greens are really good right now, and play is showing that. I think we're seeing an increase in play based off a couple reasons, but the biggest, I think, is people enjoy coming out here because the course conditions are so great, and my staff, from the starters and rangers to the inside and food and beverage, they do a great job in making every customer feel welcome, and it's really a great atmosphere to come play golf, I'll tell you that much. I was just going to say, we get a lot of families out this
nice.
Time of year, and I think that's an important part, because I think the kids really enjoy playing out here too.
Joe, I appreciate it, my man. We appreciate the accommodation. We'll certainly need to get you back on the week of the Hokies and Panthers game. And
I would love to.
Make a fun little wager and break down the game. Get
it'll
your
be
thoughts
awesome.
On it. So we'll do that down the road. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah,
really.
Thank you. Good stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're actually going to hit hour number two. So we'll have your news report, your weather report, your national sports update. And Jordan Spieth turned 22 yesterday. So let's make the comparison to him and Tiger Woods at the age of 22. How many wins did each of them have? How much money had each of them made? We'll talk about that coming up next.